Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, everybody, it's me. It's me. It's the Mopey Man, J-A-C. And welcome back to the Woodward Show Music Speaks Podcast, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox.
And I'm commonly referred to as the loudest guy in the room, but only when I'm playing the drums. I'm your endless source of useless music knowledge. My name is Blake Mosley, a.k.a. Brosley, a.k.a. Emo Bemo.
Yeah.
And then there's me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist, or the album like the others here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They'll also tell you I'm not a regular mom. I'm an achy breaky mom.
Yay.
Achy okay. Breaky mom. Achy breaky mom.
I was trying to, that or Old Town Mom. I don't
I'm
know.
An Old Town Mom.
I don't know which one would be better.
Should be an Old Town Mom.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll work.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
But yeah, because okay, so apparently we're doing this on Billy Ray Cyrus, and if you haven't picked it up,
maybe I'm the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Easy.
You like what I did there?
Wow. That's a deep. That's a really. Well, I guess it's not a deep cut because Hannah Montana was insanely popular. But
and my children are of a certain age that.
Sure. You watched a lot of that then.
I did. Well,
okay.
That's also a Van Halen reference, mind you.
Yeah. True. Yeah. Now, I have a question for you guys. Obviously, today we're going to be talking about one Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus. But, like, James, I know you're a huge 90s country fan.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Amanda, I'm not sure where you stand with 90s country.
Oh, love 90s country.
Love it. It's okay, so both of you were well aware of Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, I loved this song, but it was the only song I could think of.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, one hit wonder for sure until...
because he had some Evolve, and that was like,
okay.
Let's say,
for argument's sake, it's hard, like me as a simpleton, I don't know any other Billy Ray Cyrus
simpleton
solo songs other than Achy Breaky Heart. Now, Old Town Road,
but that's technically not his.
Right, that's Lil Nas X, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's technically he's just featured on it. So like to me, there's nothing other than Achy Breaky Heart. And then you know he was popular
Hannah
Montana.
Right.
So, tell me what it was like though, because like when Achy Breaky Heart came out, I was a youngling. Like I was aware of the song, but it wasn't like it was before I like really enjoyed. Music like that, you know. So like what was it like whenever Achy Breaky Heart was out? Was it like literally everywhere, kind of like Old Town Road was?
Yes.
Okay.
And
I figured.
Okay, I was double checking like the year it came out. So this would have I think been like
91, right?
92 okay. is when it came out. 92. So that would have been like my eighth grade year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you know, like that's when I think you we've talked about that kind of like, that's when you start to like find your own music and,
right.
And I liked, you know, this was also like the Shania Twain era as well. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, Jody Messina and, like all of those, you know, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw, like kind of right. started around this time too. So there was a lot of great country. This song was everywhere. And I would argue that it was a very divisive song.
Mm-hmm.
You either loved it or you hated it. There was very little in between.
Well, it was a line dance song, so like that I think that really
helped. Oh my gosh, it was too. Now right. I'm, oh my god, I just remember the line dance and I'm darn it, now I gotta go do it just to get it out of my head.
Well, James, what about you? Achy Breaky Heart as a 90s country music fan, what was your thoughts on it initially? Did you hate it or did you love it?
So, Billy Ray Cyrus, I forgot what the album is called. I think it's Some Give All, right? Random Amanda, if you could look that up for me.
I think so. Hang on.
I bought that cassette. That was my second country album.
Cool.
My first one was Alabama.
I love Alabama.
Yeah. That's hands down my favorite country band of all time. But yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus was the second cassette that I ever bought with my money, and yes, like Amanda said, it was everywhere. So much so that my school had a, I guess they slinging in like rallies, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, but it was if you turned on the TV back then, it could break your heart. If you turned on the radio, it could break your heart. It's everywhere, you know.
Everywhere.
And everywhere. I don't know if you heard of the Merkins, Merkins. But they are a cover band. They dress up in like Freddie and Jason and Michael Myers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they make cover songs and they do like Weird Al thing. And instead of Achy Breaky Heart, they said Sawin' You Apart. And Leatherface.
Yeah, Leatherface is singing it. Yeah, I remember seeing that around.
That's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
It's good.
I mean, you couldn't deny that in that 92, you know, it was everywhere.
Everywhere. What album was that?
Yeah.
The one that I found, it's on like the 20th anniversary. So I've got to
dig.
Just give me a second.
A little deeper. You're good.
Yeah, it will just take it.
1992. I was born in December of 1991, so I was a super wee babe. And I can tell you, I was not, like, my parents didn't listen to 90s country. Like, I was aware of some of the stuff just because what was popular and what showed up on the radio, but it was very, like, mainstream stuff. So, like, for example, I remember being in kindergarten the first time that I heard, I can't remember the name of the song, but it is Tim McGraw. Had a barbecue stain on a white t-shirt.
Yeah, she was killing me in that mini-skirt.
I love that song. And I loved that song as a kid. So to me, as a stupid idiot child, every male country singer was Tim McGraw. So I thought Tim McGraw sang Achy Breaky Heart for the longest time.
Right. Oh, no.
Until I realized, oh, that's not who that is. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And that's just how out of the loop I was as a child and as a not a huge country music fan. I did love Alabama, though.
Alabama. Yeah,
they had some good hits. They even did an NSYNC. They did an NSYNC cover one time. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah. Really? They did a cover of God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. So NSYNC did that first?
That was an NSYNC song, right?
I thought it was Alabama.
That's an NSYNC song, and they covered it. And it's so good.
Yes.
And I remember having the single for both of those. Yeah. Back in the day, kids, they sold singles on CDs. Right.
Yeah.
And I had one for NSYNC and Alabama. Billy Ray, I wasn't very up to date on him. And it really wasn't until like the world knew who Miley Cyrus was that I discovered who Billy Ray Cyrus was. Yeah. So,
cause I think everybody knew of Miley when she did the Hannah Montana. I don't think she was a big star back before she did.
So,
Hannah, right?
No, I think
Hannah Montana, though, she was like 13 or something when she started that.
Right.
Right.
And see, that era of Disney, like the Disney Channel, that was past my era. So that wasn't something that I was like well aware of.
Right. Yeah.
But because of how popular Hannah Montana was, and I had a niece that was like that show catered, you know, to and all that stuff. I was aware. And then I was like, oh, that's the Achy Breaky Heart guy. Okay. Got it. That's her dad. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that there's a bunch of other siblings. And one thing I love to throw in here, and we'll talk about him a little bit later, but there's her brother, Trace Cyrus.
I didn't know that they had.
Yeah. Trace Cyrus is actually in a band, and you may have heard they're kind of a one hit wonder, but it was a band called Metro Station. I don't know if they're still around or not.
Never heard of them.
They had a song called Shake It. Shake, 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 shake it.
Yeah. I know that song. Yeah.
That's Trey Cyrus. That is Miley Cyrus's brother and Billy Ray Cyrus's son. Not a very popular band. They had that one big hit and it was real big during like the MySpace emo era. It's fun. I just didn't know a whole lot of what was going on. But I knew of the popularity behind the Cyrus family and I knew how close they were to Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton. She's amazing, right? And when I was in high school for our senior trip, we had a couple of options as to where we were thinking about going. We were, you know, thinking about going to Disney World, maybe Universal. We wanted to go to some kind of theme park.
Please tell me you went to Dolly World.
We went to Dollywood. Yeah. Like,
yes.
That was where, because it was cheaper.
I've never been.
And like, we love the Gatlinburg area. And that was kind of where we all wanted to go. So we went to Dollywood. And like kind of spent time in Gatlinburg and did a lot of, there's a lot of really fun things to do in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
There really are.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's a really, I absolutely love
if
it.
If you get the chance to go, it's no Las Vegas but it is a great, especially for families and younger.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Absolutely. 100%. We went all kind of like the Comedy Barn over there was really fun. There's like a whole strip in Gatlinburg and like Pigeon Forge and all that stuff where it's just like, laser tag, go-karts, and something else. It was just like just a bunch of them, and we just spent like the whole week there. We went to Dollywood for several days, and it was during the 30th anniversary of Dollywood, so they were filming a special for like Discovery Channel or something, and Dolly Parton was there, and I remember seeing her two different times. One, I was just walking by and they were interviewing her. And like, you can like see us in the background, like walk by or whatever. So it was really cool. And I was like, that's freaking Dolly Parton sitting right there. And then they had a parade another day that while we were there for the anniversary, and in the parade was Billy Ray Cyrus and Miley Cyrus, by, and it was cool. 'Cause they were like right there. And then I found out later that Dolly Parton is Miley Cyrus's godmother, all these really cool connections, which kind of makes this story a little bit more heartbreaking once we get into some of the things that's going on. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. He kind of just kind of dipped out after that and didn't really reemerge until Old Town Road when Lil Nas X got really big. And, you know, kind of like, I guess it launched him back into stardom for a minute there and then kind of went away again. And then didn't pop back up until the inauguration when everyone was like, what is happening with him right now? It's kind of scary.
And, you know, he's been in and out of like the, we don't really have tabloids, but like, you know, the, all of that with his divorces and, you know, that like some of those controversies. But like this feels bigger than like those, like, you know, going through a divorce kind of things or not really getting along great with your kids. This is another level, I feel like, my personal opinion.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way. And the article that I came across does a really good job of trying to maybe try to look into and explain what may be causing some of this. So that was kind of why I wanted to do one of these. We got to talk about episodes and kind of dive into Billy Ray Cyrus real quick, because it's fresh, it's happening in the news, and hopefully, you know, we can kind of pinpoint what's happening and hopefully you can get some help, because homeboys
have some thoughts.
But James, you have no idea about what's been going on with him whenever we were talking about it earlier. But are you ready to kind of dive in and see what's up with old Billy Ray?
Yeah. Cause when you texted me, you know, we'll talk about Bill, I'm like, I think we just did a thing about him like a couple years ago, but I don't know what's going on. So yeah, please let's dive deep in this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I found this article from, the Independent website. And I think it just does a great job of kind of summarizing what he's gone through in his life. So we'll just kind of read off of that. This one here, this article, by the way, written by Kevin E.G. Perry, again, for The Independent. So soon after Billy Ray Cyrus took the stage at President Trump's inaugural Liberty Ball in Washington, D.C. on Monday, it quickly became apparent that something wasn't quite right. It wasn't just the sound system, which cut out so that the 63-year-old country star couldn't hear his guitar or the rattle in his voice as he croaked. How good was it to see our president back in command? The trouble seemed to run deeper, as Cyrus's family members have since spoken out about it. In an emotional open letter, adopted son Trey Cyrus wrote to his father, quote, "Since my earliest memories, all I can remember is being obsessed with you and thinking you were the coolest person ever." That's really sad. "I wanted to be just like you. The day that you adopted me was the happiest day of my life. Sadly, the man that I wanted so desperately to be just like, I barely recognize now. It seems that this world has beaten you down and it's become obvious to everyone but you." Unquote. Real quick, James, I sent you a video earlier of like just a couple of quick clips from the inauguration, so that maybe you can see what we were talking about. Do you want to play that real quick so our listeners can also kind of be aware of what's happening, just in case they didn't watch which I didn't watch the inauguration. It's just TikTok.
Oh, I didn't either. Because I had
thank God TikTok is back, right? Like, awesome. Yes. I mean, love it.
Yeah. Okay, so is it this one or is it this one?
It's the other that, one. Yeah, it's just one. Short. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, so do you want me to play it now?
Yeah, let's take a listen and kind of hear what happened.
Okay. All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Don't take my horse, Old Town Road, I go. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road, I'm going to. I can't no more. Y'all can put your hands together now. I like that. If you encourage me, I'll keep going. They told me to kill as much time as possible, so I won't take.
Okay, so that's real?
That's the summary, yeah.
That's real. Kind of like, that is real. That is live at the Liberty Ball or whatever. Like, that is what actually occurred.
His voice sounds too
So
bad.
His voice sounds terrible. God, he seems...
Sounds like a frog in his throat or something, you
right?
know? Yeah.
Voice sounds terrible. And it's one thing if you're sick. It's his behavior that's so concerning, right?
Okay.
Because that's just a small snippet of how the rest of the performance was. Like, just off, like nothing seemed right. Yeah, they were having sound issues, but I think honestly they were probably cutting the sound to try to get him off the stage because something wasn't right. Yeah. But
that's
his behavior just it seemed off, right? Like it's just nothing's adding up. And it was honestly really sad because he's not sick. Like to my knowledge, he doesn't have any type of illness that's like that's messing with him mentally or physically or anything like that.
I think he has mental illness going on, but I don't think that there is a like something that is causing him to slur his words.
Right.
Or that sort of thing. I think it's deeper than that.
Yeah. And this article kind of gets a little bit deeper into that too, because we're also going to talk about his ex-wife. Then it was the turn of Cyrus's most recent ex-wife, Fire Rose Cyrus, who told Page Six, quote, "What's being seen in public now reflects much of what I experienced in private during our relationship. It's very sad to see those same struggles continue for him, but I'm glad that the truth is coming to light, for his potential good, because healing is only possible when you confront the truth and accept that there is a problem." And what they are referring to there, James, if you've got that other video ready, this is just she recorded him in an argument that they were having. And honestly, trigger warning, I suppose, because some of it's like kind of hard to listen to the way that he's talking to her. But if you want to play a little bit, you don't have to play the whole thing. We just kind of listen to a little bit of it and get a glimpse of what she's talking about.
It's 9:15, you idiot.
It's not 9:15.
I needed to leave 2 hours ago.
No, you didn't. You can still leave and get there.
Get out of here. Please. I'm not going. I'm not in no place to go do a show. I had to go when I was ready to go. If you would have just shut the up,
screaming at me.
You would have just left it to
alone. Sorry, I should.
If you would have left it alone when I told you it's done. Now I'm really pissed. You once again showed me you will not listen. I don't know who you think you are, but you will not listen. And this ain't about your bracket, this ain't about your surgery, this ain't about nothing. This is about you being a selfish. I don't think you're real smart. I've changed my damn mind on that. What's yours is selfish.
No,
I'll tell you what, that's what you are.
That's probably not. That to give you a good glimpse of.
Okay, so I did hear some of that, but I wasn't really sure about this whole. I totally forgot about this. Yeah. Right. Okay.
And I don't know how long ago that was either, but like even then, you can hear his voice.
It says it was posted. That video was posted 6 months ago.
So that was at least 6 months ago.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So his voice sounds awful.
It does. Like,
you know,
it does. So that to me, I don't know if this is true or not, but that sounds like it's an alcoholic drinker's voice, right? Mm-hmm. No,
could,
yes,
it could be.
I mean, I oh, okay,
and, I mean, it could I, be, I, it also, I don't like, know. It also sounds like he smoked like 14 packs of cigarettes in the last 2 days,
right. Yeah.
It also sounds like, I mean, he could be sick, like, I wouldn't.
It could be, but that's
like
not,
it could
I mean,
be. But yeah. Since we're 6 months at least later, and his voice still has a similar,
rasp,
and not in a good way.
That's
to it.
That's a correct word, raspy. Yes,
and
gravelly, raspy. Yeah,
you know, I think that there has been. I'm trying to think of the best way to put it, but there has been verbal. I mean, I hate to say verbal abuse, but I'm going to say that. Like, that is what it sounds like to me. And I think that was true even with his first wife. Like, right. That's, I don't think that this is necessarily new.
Yeah.
And also, this feels different than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Or like what we've heard before.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's keep reading this article a little bit, because they're going to get into some of that to kind of maybe tie it all together. But a little bit of backstory about him. So Cyrus, who was born and raised in Kentucky, has been a household name for 33 years. His 1992 debut single, Achy Breaky Heart, catapulted him to international stardom, going platinum in the United States, riding high up the charts in the UK off the back of his appearance on Top of the Pops, and become the biggest selling track of the year in Australia. The song became such a phenomenon that it was credited with aiding the spread of line dancing around the world. The spread of line dancing.
And it was true. Yeah. I mean, it was like a firestorm of country. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I just love the way that they phrase that,
spread of wildfire, right?
So yeah. Cyrus released a string of successful country albums throughout the 90s, before briefly dabbling in Christian rock in 2003. I didn't know that, on his albums, Time Flies and The Other Side.
Mm.
And then in 2006, the world was introduced to his daughter, Miley Cyrus, whenever she began playing the lead role in the Disney Channel series Hannah Montana, cast as a teenage girl living a double life as a famous pop singer.
Yeah, you put that wig on and no one knows it's you anymore.
No one, it's like a right. Clark Kent, it's Superman. Like Superman.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
No one knows. Cyrus himself appeared alongside Miley in the show as her father, retired country singer Robbie Ray Stewart. Cyrus's close relationship with his daughter on the show seemed to reflect his real life status as a dedicated family man. So they're painting a picture.
Yeah.
Cyrus's relationship with Miley's mother, Tish Finley. I'm glad that it's not Fish Tinley. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Tish Finley. It got off to a very complicated start. In 1992, he fathered children with two different women, Miley with Finley, and then son Christopher with waitress Kristen Lucky. I guess Kristen really did get lucky with old Billy Ray. He pledged to support Christopher, who was raised by his mother in South Carolina. How about that?
Hey.
Married Finley a year later when she was pregnant with their second child, their son Brayson. They later had another daughter, Noah, in 2000, and Cyrus had also adopted her two children from a previous relationship, Brandy and Trace, as we mentioned before, from Metro Station.
Right.
So as Hannah Montana became a global success, with Tish stepping into the role of Miley's manager, cracks started to appear in the marriage. So Cyrus filed for divorce from his wife in 2010, but dropped proceedings the following year. Then in 2013, she began divorce proceedings, which she dropped after they began therapy. And then they finally divorced in 2022, with court documents revealing that they had been separated for 2 years by that point.
Can I stop you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I stop you? Okay, so filed for divorce in 2010, but finally got divorced in 2022. Why did it take so long to do this? Is it because of like red tape?
No, he dropped there were it. Three different like oh, he they filed okay. three separate times
he yeah. dropped it okay yeah. okay because I'm like why yeah. the 10 year it should take like you know a year and a half for most people
a okay. lot of back and forth yeah just back and forth. So Cyrus didn't stay single for very long. He becoming engaged to Australian singer Fire Rose later in 2022 and then marrying her in 2023. So this is all very recent. This is only just a couple years ago.
Right.
Fire Rose, who was 34 at the time, is 27 years his junior. And the marriage lasted just 8 months before they divorced in 2024. Split was a messy one, with Cyrus filing for a temporary restraining order and claiming that she made $96,986 worth of unauthorized charges on his account. Good Lord. The fallout from the split grew even more acrimonious.
Acrimonious.
For the day.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
When audio was leaked that, as we mentioned before, that captured Cyrus belittling goodness, come on, Blake, you can do it.
Belittling
Fire Rose.
Like we just heard.
Calling
right?
her all the names that we just heard. Yeah. It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yada yada yada. I'm not gonna read all that because it's just mean.
Right, yeah.
Just mean.
Yeah.
Tabloid reports have suggested that Cyrus was envious of his daughter's success, going from Hannah Montana into her own stellar pop career, and that they hadn't been on speaking terms since those damaging records were made public. Recent reports, however, have sought to play down any family division. Quote, they got through the drama of 2024, and it's a new year, an insider told People. Miley and Noah and Brayson and Tish, they don't want to be this Cyrus family feud. This is not enjoyable for them, unquote. And I'll make a little insert there. So they talk about the potential jealousy that he has towards Miley Cyrus and her superstardom, right? So let's think about this. Let's go back to 1992. That Achy Breaky Heart was his breakout or his debut single. Out of nowhere, there was no prior associations, to my knowledge, with any other kind of country act. He literally just was an overnight success. Achy Breaky Heart became massive, the line dancing, the everything. And then that was kind of it for a long time, right? Until Miley Cyrus came around, and then he was kind of, he was popular again, but it was for a different reason. It was his acting, right. Miley Cyrus kind of had a similar situation with Hannah Montana. It was just out of nowhere. She had not, to my knowledge, had done no prior acting to that, but had a foot in the door, I guess, because of maybe Dolly Parton and Billy Ray Cyrus and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But became an overnight success. Hannah Montana was one of the biggest successes that Disney has ever had. And then even after it was over, she didn't go away. She launched her solo career as a music artist and became one of the most popular singers that's ever been, and has gone on to have all these huge singles and, you know, you name it. And like, she's been in and out of the news for various reasons. And sometimes it's negative and sometimes it's positive, but nonetheless, everybody knows who Miley Cyrus is. And I could see him kind of being like, well, I didn't get my continued success. I just had my one hit wonder, and that was kind of it. And if he does struggle with some kind of disorder, maybe that does take its toll on him and really wears him down. And then his aggression starts coming out on those that are close to him. What are you thinking, Amanda?
I mean, I think, I'm trying to figure out how to, like, I think he had a troubled childhood. Like, I think that he, like, there was some stuff in his childhood. He kind of, I don't know. I mean, I think that, and I need to double check this, but I think his parents divorced when he was young. And I imagine that he was a bit in the spotlight because his father was a politician. Was like part of the Kentucky House of Representatives for 11 consecutive terms.
Oh, okay.
Starting when Billy Ray was 14, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And he and Billy Ray's mother divorced in 66, which would have been when Billy Ray was like 5.
Mm, okay.
And I'm not like, not all the time when there are divorces is it traumatic or anything like that, but it does change like things at home. And I think that his grandfather, well, I don't think, I know his grandfather was also a Pentecostal pastor, preacher.
Mm, okay.
And there are like, I think that, you know, and I know that Blake, you've touched on this probably in your not religious podcast too. But there's, and as a preacher's kid, I will say this, like there is an expectation that you have to live up to a certain standard.
Right.
Right.
And that can be exhausting. And so I wonder if there's some of that going on. The leaving and going back to and leaving and going back to like relationships, which he has done, often indicates in my personal experience that there is some sort of toxic, we'll use that word, relationship.
Yeah.
Perhaps abusive, perhaps not, but definitely one that's not healthy.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, there could be some of that. You know, the Pentecostal, I mean, to get off on a small little like not religious tangent type of deal, but Pentecostal, the Pentecostal denomination, once you're kind of like out of that, there's a lot of things that really open your eyes. if speaking from personal experience, having grown up in a Pentecostal church, and then once I left it, I was like, well, that seems a little off. There's some religious trauma that some of us go through in that sense. So that could be what's happening here too, like you said. But I don't know. There's no telling. I guess we should probably continue this here. Where did I go? There it is. There it is. I couldn't find my spot. There was an ad, a stupid ad.
Stupid
that
ad.
That
Come
would
on,
not go
Google.
Away. I couldn't find it. Yeah. So for this part, Cyrus had defended his performance at the Liberty Bowl, claiming, quote, "You just had to be there," unquote. He's looking to the future and has since announced the release of a new album, which is to be produced by his son, Brayson. He said about the album, quote, "This is art imitating life, imitating art. It starts and ends with art. Brayson is very talented, and 2025 is his year. I'm glad to be a part of it. This record is going to be very special. I'm gearing up for what will be the journey of a lifetime." So I don't know. I'm curious too. I think I saw something earlier, but I forgot to like save it in my notes. But I'm curious what Dolly Parton has to say about all this. For somebody who is so close to him, and she is the godmother of his child, like, you know, like what is she saying about it?
I don't think she'll say anything at all.
Is she just going to stay out of it?
If you know anything about Dolly, she does not talk politics. She tries to be,
yeah, very neutral.
Like I never heard of her.
I mean, she's an. There's so many amazing things about that woman, but the most that I could imagine her saying is, you know, they're part of my family and I love them and I'm here to support them. Like that is,
whoa.
I wouldn't be surprised if she said that.
Okay.
But I can't imagine much more.
So I just found something just doing trying to find what I saw earlier. So this article was actually from August of 2024 where Dolly Parton, it's the caption or the headline, "Dolly Parton urges Billy Ray Cyrus to seek help amid a family feud." So this is back when like the Fire Rose thing was happening, and she's encouraging him to reach out and get help and all that stuff. So this is way even before all this. So this was months ago. Dolly Parton is asking that he gets help, and unfortunately doesn't look like he tried, because things are still not looking right.
Talk to me like I'm 3 years old, because I really don't understand and grasp. I mean, seriously, I don't really understand and grasp of this whole aspect. Okay. So from what I'm hearing is he got a divorce, and he's jealous of Miley Cyrus's success.
Could be.
That's
it
why
potentially
he's,
could be could
that's
be
why he's
jealous
doing
of that.
Doing
right?
All this obscene stuff, right? Is that the nucleus that I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Potentially.
Okay. So there's no major drugs. There's no major alcoholism. He's just mentally like unstable now. Correct.
I don't know.
This behavior indicates some sort of mental health break.
Okay.
Right.
Which could be or alcohol induced, like substance induced.
Okay.
But I don't know. Okay. And I looked too, and it looks like Dolly Parton didn't actually speak out. It's like people that know Dolly and are okay. part of the thing say this that Dolly said this.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm.
No, like they're just like, yeah, I'm in the inside and this is what she said.
Oh, okay, okay. Which, so it's from her, but not directly from her. Okay.
Right, which is not a public statement, which is not what I would expect from her is to not make it public.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to find something too on here because it seems like I saw something before that maybe he had lost a child at some point. But I can't seem to find anything on that now. But you know, you start looking up things about his children and it's all the stuff about Trey Cyrus kind of coming back in here. One thing I love, and it's just kind of throw it in and like add a little bit of humor to this. I didn't put it in here, but they're TMZ. I freaking hate TMZ. I think it's trash. I think it's exploitative. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a key I was word. Like, is that the word? Is that really the word?
That can be a word.
Yep.
It's your word.
They benefit off of pain. Exposing people and doing all these things. Right.
Yeah.
So I hate TMZ and I will not watch TMZ bull crap. I just won't. But I was searching for some stuff earlier on YouTube, trying to find those clips. And they had a video that they posted and the thumbnail was of, all right. Have y'all seen pictures of Trey Cyrus? Y'all know what he looks like?
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda, you do. All right. The dude is absolutely covered head to toe in tattoos, like covered.
Okay. Okay.
And it's so funny because the thumbnail for the video was Billy Ray Cyrus and then a picture of Travis Barker, and it was supposed to be it was supposed to be about Trey Cyrus responding and making a statement about his dad, but they're so dumb.
The wrong picture.
They didn't even get the right person. Jeez. They picked Travis Barker instead of Trey Cyrus. It's so funny.
Let me look up
Trey Cyrus so you can kind of see what he looks like.
To be fair, someone could maybe mistake them if they looked at small thumbnail pictures when making the decision what picture to use.
Right.
I'm trying to show them grace. I'm trying.
I'm not. It's TMZ. Screw those guys. I think it's hilarious that it made its way.
I can see why they got the wrong dude.
They look similar.
Yeah. So
they do look similar.
Let me put this up on screen.
I think that Travis Barker is a well enough known celebrity that they could have. Travis Barker doesn't have hair. Trey Cyrus has blonde hair.
Yeah.
Like Eminem type of hair or Miley Cyrus from like 2012 type of hair. But, you know, neck tattoos, face tattoos, the whole gimmick.
But
Travis Barker, who is, all right, I'll go even further at where I'm not going to give TMZ any sympathy for this. Travis Barker is such a well-known celebrity, not only for like his musical abilities and all his accolades and stuff like that. He's married to a freaking Kardashian, and you know TMZ is covering the Kardashians every chance they get.
Yeah.
Right.
Now they should know that.
So you think, and because he is also on their reality show that they came back with, like Travis Barker is on the show.
And he... what am I directed that weird video right with Kim?
Oh, did he?
The Christmas whatever one or?
Oh, did he really? No, I didn't know
that. So.
I heard about her like it was like a horror movie or something like that.
Yeah, it was weird, but I'm pretty sure Travis Barker.
Okay,
cool. Directed that.
No, but it's so funny because I was like TMZ's. I mean, it had to get through so many different people before they like said, "Yep. Let's send it. Like, let's go ahead and post that video." And no one picked up on the fact that they're either the stupidest people in the world or they're the smartest people in the world because they knew that people like me would see that, click on the video, go straight to the comments to see if anyone else had said something about it. And sure enough, all the comments.
The
only reason I'm here is because to tell you guys that this is Travis Barker and not this is,
right. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I lied. He did not direct it. He produced it.
Produced it. Okay.
Got it.
Gotcha.
But was involved in the making of it.
Right, right.
Which is odd.
I don't know what's going to happen with Billy Ray. This is kind of like the only thing that we have. Right now, it was definitely hard to watch. I watched some more clips from the inauguration, and it's just a lot of that. It's a lot of, you know, fumbling around. I did see something earlier too that just said his voice has just like gone out over the past few years, and he's actually very self-conscious about it. So maybe that's something that could be happening too. I don't know.
One of the questions that like I ask people often, like artists, is what do you do for your vocal health?
Yeah.
Right. And yelling at people.
Yeah.
Smoking, right, drinking, like all of those things aren't good for your voice.
Not going to work. Right.
Everything and, that you should not do, he's doing apparently.
Right.
You know.
And he I mean, should I drink
some like honey water or something, or pineapple juice, you know. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm concerned about him.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like his, and obviously we don't know what's happening with him, what's going on.
No.
But something's going on, and I feel like that there has not been the intervention from people around him that there needs to be. That being said, he is an adult, and he gets to decide what help he gets and when he gets it and how he gets it, at least right now, until somebody decides he is not able to care for himself.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're at that point, but I'm concerned about him. I'm concerned about, and it's sad. It's like we kind of talked about.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on old Billy Ray. We need to do an update episode here pretty soon. Just kind of knock out a couple of the things that we've talked about, because there's new developments and, you know, Diddy stuff, the Tim Lambesis As I Lay Dying thing.
Yes. Oh my
God. I figured maybe one day we'll just do like an update episode, and we'll just kind of touch all these stories again with brief updates, because stuff's constantly coming out. Just kind of wanted to touch on it. If you guys are listening and you have some thoughts as to what you think maybe is going on with Billy Ray, you got your own theories. Let us know what you think. I hope he's okay. I hope he, you know, can get himself straightened out, whatever is going on, because something has definitely happened. We wish him the best. Miley went through a really rough patch there. Like a decade.
She went through being 20.
Right.
I'm going to just say it. Like, she went through being in her 20s. Yeah.
Right.
And she just did it very publicly.
Right. And as we talked about with our JoJo Siwa episode, like, there is a difference between, like, what Miley Cyrus went through whenever she entered the bad girl era and, like, where she's at now. And JoJo Siwa is still kind of flopping around in that phase, and no updates on that. But, you know, Miley came out stronger and better than before. And, you know, she's doing great. So maybe there's some resources that she has for her dad. We're going to keep an eye on this. And hopefully Billy Ray can turn some things around, get some help for whatever may be going on. But, Amanda, I really wanted to pick your brain on that, just because, you know, like you're in this field, right? And you are well aware, and you can read, I'm sure you can read body language pretty well.
Much better than me, Blake.
This is all exactly. In my opinion.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
if I may, like, I want to, because I've never spoken to the man. I don't.
Right, right.
I don't know. This is based on what I've seen, and in my opinion.
Yeah.
He has likely a mental illness.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be. I could guess that there is likely either bipolar, maybe even some narcissistic tendencies going on in there. And that impacts relationships. And I think we often think of trauma as, and I don't know what his childhood was, but his parents getting divorced at a young age is one of the things that can cause mental illness and substance use disorder. Mm-hmm. Later in life. And it's just, I mean, statistically, research shows all of that. Anyway, I think there's something deeper going on. I think that he was under the influence of something the night of the inauguration performance.
Yeah.
Again, my opinion only. I don't know that that's fact. I don't want to get sued, because I heard rumors that he's suing one of his kids. So.
Oh. Woof.
Well, I don't want to get I don't have sued by Billy Ray Cyrus kind of money. Yeah, I'm not sure Billy Ray Cyrus has I don't know if his ex is spending $100,000 on random credit cards. Yeah, I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Goodness,
$100,000. That is.
I wonder
I think she bought it like a few, she had to buy some kind of cars. I don't know.
I bet it was. I bet it was like a bunch of like wings from Wingstop or something. Like she's just.
Oh, of course.
Ubering.
I do. We do have a Wingstop in Columbia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Wingstop. It. She was door dashing.
$96,000 worth of Wingstop.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, yeah. We'll keep you guys updated as we know more. If you guys don't have anything else to add to this one, I guess we can go ahead and close the chapter on Billy Ray for the time being.
Yeah. There's another chapter, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully it is one of redemption and healing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you guys for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can. It's very much appreciated and we love you for it.
If you would like to follow the show on social media, we're on Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search for When Wordsville Music Speaks Podcast, and there you go.
And TikTok is back, baby. We TikTok didn't go anywhere. Yeah.
Yes, it is. For a little while, anyway.
Like 6 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yep. And if you would like to be interviewed for the show, please reach out to us. You can email us at james@whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. Blake. @whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com or Amanda Dolin, Dolin, at whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com, or you can message us on any of those social media sites that we just told you about and we will get back to you.
Shaboom.
Yeah. And if you would like to subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can watch interviews, music video reactions, vinyl showcases, and more, go to youtube.com/whenwordsfailmusicspeaks. And be sure to click on that notification bell so you can be notified when new videos are uploaded. And if you're currently watching this episode on YouTube, LE Flop, I don't have this. Yep.
Dang it. There it is.
Dang it.
Okay.
Come on, get it together, James. A belly flop on that loud like button. And thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For all these links, find out more about us or to buy some of our merchandise, you can visit our website. It's whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. We also have some resources on there if you are looking for some access to if you're going through a hard time, the National Suicide Prevention information is all there. A couple other resources.
988.
Yep. 988. Yes. Yep.
That's all
you can call or text, and you can go on your computer, and they also have a messaging option on their website as well.
Absolutely.
So all kinds of ways to get that help.
Made it really easy. Yeah.
And there's ones if you're a veteran, there's all kinds. So go reach out if you need it.
Please.
Absolutely. Yeah. James, let's do a plug for, I forgot to put it in my notes here. Let's do a quick plug for what you got going on as a music producer. What in the crap?
You already knew that?
So
a couple years back I had an interview with a band called Pathos and Logos,
right?
Paul and Kyle. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I began real good friends with them. They stayed over here when they did a show at it's not the Senate, but the other one, I forgot what it's called now.
Mm-hmm.
The Art Bar.
The Art Bar, yes. Yeah,
Lexington has a great thing. No, Columbia has a great little club called the Art Bar. Mm-hmm. They stayed at my house when they did the Art Bar, right? Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about working with somebody with you know, getting in the music scene too, you know?
Yeah.
And I had them make me the cover of My Own Slumber by Deftones, for anybody who knows who they are, great band, you know. And I released it on February 11th of this year, so it's on Apple Music under When Words Film Music Speaks, and it's on everywhere else under James Andrew Cox. I'm trying to get it to one artist. I'm trying to get it under When Words Film Music Speaks.
Cool.
So I decided to say that one word. Nice. But yeah, it's gotten a little bit over 200 listens so far.
Heck,
it's doing really well. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. Go check that out.
Yes.
I love it. I think it's great. If you don't mind checking out my other podcast as well, South Carolina Spook Show. It's all about true crime and paranormal stuff in the state of South Carolina. New episode went up last week. I managed to get it on YouTube. Hey, give myself a little credit there. It's very, like seventh grade PowerPoint presentation type of YouTube video, but I tried to make it as interesting as possible. To give a little visual to some of the stories I was talking about. So go check that out. Also, Not Religious is back, if you haven't heard. And I'm so excited to be doing that again with Brian.
It's been fun to listen.
The world needs it, I think. Yeah. The world needs us. Honestly, like the state of the world they need me and love. Brian. Right. So go check it out. Also on YouTube, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
And I encourage you to watch that one on YouTube because they're interact like it's fun to watch them. As I mean, don't get me wrong, it's great to listen to. Like if you're driving, listen. Yeah.
But it's even more
watch,
fun to watch.
If you can watch them, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Encourage it.
Thanks.
And okay. Yeah.
And
is it my turn?
It's your turn, James.
Yeah. Okay, so thank you again for our sponsors for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp.com and Bones Coffee. I just ordered me a bunch of coffee, so that's good. You can go to BetterHelp.com/MusicSpeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy and to get matched with a therapist that is perfect for you. And then go to BonesCoffee.com and put in MusicSpeaks at checkout for 10% off your order at BonesCoffee.com.
Hot dog. Right.
Everything.
I think that's it.
All right.
I think that is it.
So we just want to say thanks again for listening, everybody. And always remember,
when words fail,
music speaks. God bless Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Yes. And Jolene.
Yeah. Jolene. Yeah. Jolene, you nasty. You no good.
Jolene, well, I'm Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
I need a cover of that.
I'm begging
of. Yeah, that's James' next cover is Jolene with Pathos and Logos.
That's right. I'm going to get Pathos and Logos to do the music and Amanda sing over it.
Hot dog.
And you better sing over it, Amanda.
Love it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pre-save now. All right.
So awesome. So give me the next Sarah Evans or whoever. Jody Messina, the big name, you know.
The big name.
Yes, let's do it.
All right.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye.
Yeah.